Hello, nice to see you again. This is Shane. I've got a nice little story to read to you. It's got a lot of good meaning. Let's start. The story titled, The Wind and the Sun. One day, the wind said to the sun, Look at that man walking along the street. I can get his cloak off more quickly than you can. We'll see about that, said the sun. I will let you try first. So the wind tried to make the man take off his cloak. He blew and blew, but the man only put his cloak more closely around himself. I give up, said the wind at last. I cannot get his cloak off. Then the sun tried. He shone as hard as he could. The man soon became hot and took off his cloak. Good story, isn't it? So let's see a few words. We all know the wind. Very few people like the wind. You can't see them. But when the wind blows, it's a windy day. Cloak. C-L-O-A-K. O-A 在这边发的是 O. Cloak. 也就是大衣, 但是cloak 一般是上面有帽子的那种. Cloak. 古代的人就好像他们都喜欢戴帽子。 所以古代的人呢, 穿cloak比较多一点, 好像尤其是17、18世纪的时候, 17th or 18th century, quick, Q-U-I-C-K, quick car, quick money, quick. 在quick后面加ly的时候, 一个新的字诞生了, quickly. 高音在第一段, quickly, 这个新的字呢,继承原来字的所有意思,还是快的意思, quickly, more quickly, 更快, we will see about that, 经常呢,在国外的时候, 如果两个朋友在讨论,对一件事情的看法不一样, 那我们就会说, we will see about that, 我们看看吧, 你先不要那么下, 结论,我们看看吧。 We will see about that. 经常在国外会这样说。然后呢,这个wind最喜欢做的事情就是吹。然后呢,blow,blown. 在台湾有一个好处,就是当我们在学一个字的时候, 我们要把,尤其这个字如果它是动词, 什么叫做动词? 就是有动作的字。 字, 例如说 singing, sing 是唱歌, 是一个动作, eat, 吃, 是一个动作, 跑, 是一个动作, run, 这些都是有动作的字, 是动词, 所以吹呢, 它也是, 你也是要吹, 对吗? 也有个动作, 所以动词的时候, 当我们在学这个字的时候, 我们要学这个字的现在是, blow, blue, 是过去, blown, 现在完成式, 这是台湾我觉得做得非常好的一点, 然后就把这个字彻底给学了, blow, blue, blown, 当它是blow, ow 发长音, 然后呢, B-L-E-W, ooh, blue, ooh, blue, 也是长音, blown, wind has blown again, 现在完成式, 其实对这些语法并不是最重要, 最重要的是我们要把这个字的意思给学彻底了, 然后把这个字的发音给正确了, 发音正确, 包含要记得哪个是第一, 最高音, 像刚才我们学到的 quickly, 这些呢都好比一个房子的根基，你房子根基牢了，你就可以往上盖，否则的话很快就会倒了。 close C-L-O-S-E close 是关起来。 Can you close the door? Close the window. Close your eyes. Close your mouth 都是关或闭起来。 Can I sit close to you? 接近。 Close to you 接近你。 Closely 也是因为冷嘛，他就把那个衣服更抓紧，更靠近他自己，就是更紧的意思。Closely. Give up. 放弃。Give up. 放弃。I give up. 然后呢 ,He shone as hard as he could. Shone 这个字呢照。Shine, shone. 这个 shone 也是 shine 的过去式。He shone.现在完成式好像是 shine, shone, 这个字我们不太常用现在完成式。shine, shone, shone, 好像是 shun, but I will check. took off, took off, 它是过去式，它 took off his coat, took off 是 take off your glasses, 脱大衣，拿下你的眼镜。Take off 也有车子发动的时候马上开走了，也是 take off. He take off real fast. 他马上离开了。Take off 也有离开的意思。Take off 现在就是能够想到的是这两个意思，一个是脱，一个是脱，摘下。Take off your hat, 把你的帽子拿下来。Take off your coat. It's not cold anymore.脱你的大衣。 Take off your glasses, 摘下你的眼镜。 He takes off real fast, 他马上就离开了。所以 take off 呢有这几个的意思，这个字呢也是经常在国外会用的，在日常生活中会用的。所以有的时候呢，当你要一个人做一件事情的时候，不要硬着来。 I think that's the motto of the story. I hope you enjoy the short story. See you next time. Bye-bye.